Okay, Chairman Nathan Wakefield is calling the meeting to order at 6:37 p.m. Okay, I move to roll call. Nathan Wakefield, present. Mike Sullivan, absent. Noel Yee, absent. Louis Saradek,
present.
Jared Davis,
present.
Warren Hammond,
present.
Cal Johnson,
present.
Lucho Fernandez, Martin Frost, Veronique Pouverche, Afton Benson.
Present.
Okay, and I believe we also have Neil Fred on the line, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Neil Fred is present. Okay. For notes taking purposes, could you spell your last name, Neil Fred?
P-I-C-C-I-O-T-T-O.
Excellent. Thank you. And I believe that is all we have present currently. Did I miss anyone? Okay. I just wanted to mention briefly that Afton Benson is our new treasurer, so this is her first meeting. We'll be discussing financial stuff with her when we get to that section of the agenda. And Neil Fred and Vivica have also requested to be present so that they can better discuss some of their proposed stage rule changes and ideas, which are on the motion agenda tonight. And so Neil Fred is here presently, and Vivica said she might join later. So that's what's going on there. So we move to approval of the agenda. Will someone make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle makes the motion. Do we have a second?
Warren Hammond.
Whoa. I heard Warren, so let's go with that.
Better luck next time, Louie.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any discussion on the agenda? The one thing I would like to mention is for the motions, it's been structured a little differently than it has in the past because for motion C, there is the motion to discuss proposed IJA rule scoring system, and there's two options. So we really can't make a motion to enact them both. So they're being presented, it's being presented as a motion with, and I added intent to vote for one of them, because if we don't have intent or something involving a response, then it really doesn't have a purpose as a motion. It'd just be a discussion point. So I put that in there. And if that's something.
So in general, most motions are something to be voted on. That's the definition of motion a little more.
Well, if it was just a motion to discuss something, after we've discussed it, there would be nothing to vote on.
Okay, great.
So the voting point comes if there's a point that we want to vote for one of these, we would vote to vote for one of those, and then someone can then make a motion to vote for a specific one. Does that make sense?
Yep, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so that is all I had to discuss, other than Aaron also added a couple motions at the end regarding IRCs. Is there any further discussion on the agenda? Okay, that being the case, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose the approval of this agenda? Do we have any abstentions? Agenda is approved. Moving on to approval of minutes from our last board business meeting. Do we have a motion to approve these minutes?
This is Louie. I would like
to.
Louie got that one. Louie got that one. All right. It's open for a second, though, if someone wants in.
This is Warren. Yeah. Second.
Warren has the second.
Now that I'm not muted anymore.
That'll happen. Okay, does anybody have any discussion regarding last month's minutes? This being the case, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose the approval of these minutes? Are there any abstentions? Minutes are approved. Okay, we are moving to festival reports. We'll start with the 2015 IJA Festival Report. Did anyone get a chance to read that?
Yes. Have a look at it.
I did not.
Okay, well, let's just kind of take a minute and kind of go through some of the points on it. So there's been some discussion with room blocking. I signed a contract recently to reserve some rooms. It was a very low obligation response, but we are getting some room blocks set up. There's also, of course, the indoor camping space at the school itself. But as I believe Vero is still working out some additional room blocks. As far as special guests, sounds pretty much the same as the last time we spoke. We have Tony confirmed, Machine Dessert confirmed. Theorem, I believe, is confirmed. She states so in here, but I believe she was going to try to get a grant for that. So I'm kind of waiting to see what the final decision is on that, as that will affect the budget. And I got a few new people on the end there. That looks to be coming along. The one thing I'd like to discuss a little bit is, as I'm sure you are all aware, TurboFest is just a few weeks away, and Veronique has brought up the idea of having an IJA board member or someone to speak on behalf of the IJA at the event, or if no one is present from our board at the event, to maybe have some sort of speech or announcement to prepare. Now, Kyle, do you know, is Noelle still planning on attending?
I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know.
Okay.
He's traveling right now. I haven't talked to him in a minute, so I don't know.
Okay.
I would say there's a good chance, though.
Okay.
And I might be there.
Oh, you might be there as well, Kyle?
Yeah.
Nice.
Possible. Because my girlfriend's family's in Maine, so it's a good excuse to go over there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Now, would either of you be willing to present a speech like Veronique suggests?
I was looking at the next report. Which one are we talking about? About what subject?
This is the festival report, 2015 festival report, under item 5, marketing.
I think they're looking for somebody to talk about the IJA and what we're up to and maybe even the festival.
Oh, wow. Huh.
No pressure, Kyle.
I'm going to think about that one.
Yeah.
It sounds like
if the IJA wants to send me, I'll do it. This is Warren.
I don't know about that. Expecting a little more. This could happen. It could happen, but I'm going to think about that. No guarantee.
Tell the Turbo crew if they bring me out, I'll talk.
Well, the way I see it, I really think it would be a good idea to have, like Veronique suggests, some sort of speech or something to kind of not just promote the festival, but create a feeling of goodwill. But if you'd rather not, or Noelle would rather not, I think that's fine. Maybe what we could do is submit kind of a collaborative pre-written speech and have either Vero read that or someone read that, and then, you know, Kyle or whomever, if we have any board members present, they could just kind of wave and say, we prepared this speech or this letter that we'd like to share with you or something like that, I think.
Well, Veronique said that she would do it if none of us want to, and I like the idea of her doing it since she's the one that's organizing the festival, and she also knows a lot of people up there.
And
plus, there's no point in us dealing with it. So, I mean, as far as I think it would be good representation on our part to have somebody do it. But
right, okay, that's a good idea. It would still probably be best if we drafted it so it was coming from us as the IJA, as opposed to having them speak on our behalf at their own festival, you know what I mean?
I do like the idea of us having something that we could all, as a group, get behind and say. I mean, it goes a little deeper down the rabbit hole into what we are, what we represent, what our goals are, you know, thinking about some of those things. But having a little speech or what any of us would give as board members at an event we went to that we all use kind of as a base to think from, have pull some talk from. So if we're ever in this position, any of us, we could all be like, oh, yeah, there's our standard IJA sort of mission statement speech that we could all kind of talk about or something and write it up or give to her to say something like that.
Part of this,
but
too, yeah.
How long will that take or something? Like, I don't want that to be a month of esoteric writing about who we are.
Part of this, too, you have to remember is that we're not just, you know, speaking on behalf of the IJA about what we are, but we're also there to promote the festival, which is going to be at this very site 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, too, is to promote our festival that's being held on their grounds and kind of discuss that.
Yes.
I misunderstood what we were talking about. I'm not going to TurboFest. I thought we were talking about something else. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That's okay. Well, okay. Do you guys like the idea of maybe collaboratively drafting something that we could then kind of, as a group, okay, and then send to Veronique if she wants to read that at the festival or whatever?
Yeah,
I think that sounds like a great idea, and maybe we could even what about recording a video message that they can then play? You know, someone
ooh, that's
people who
a warm.
Yeah, like one like the oh some of like the awards, you know, every now and they'll play like a thank you.
Ooh,
message
I like
to
that
people.
Idea.
Okay. Cool.
I guess my only concern with that would be if we were able to produce a quality video and people have the time to put work for something like that.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Like when you're envisioning,
I don't think it would actually take that much more time,
mm-hmm.
Than like drafting something up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do we got? Like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, something like that.
The 10th, 11th, or 12th, or something like that of January.
Okay. Did I just hear someone join or exit?
Yeah, it's Martin.
Oh, Martin. Hey, glad to have you.
Hi, Martin.
So, discussing this further. Now, Warren, when you say a video idea, do you envision this as being something we could kind of have like IJ clips, or do you think it would be best to have an IJ representative speaking, or perhaps clips of several board members speaking? What do you think would be ideal?
Something like that, like several board members, maybe like quick highlights from past festivals, something like that. You know, something to just get people excited, and then, you know, a personal message from some of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think this does seem like a really good opportunity to embrace the international aspect of the festival and to, you know, show that we're on top of things, like, even though we don't have to basically do anything, but that we're really excited about it, too. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously,
those are my thoughts.
Yeah, well, obviously this is something we have to run by Vero first to ensure that, one, they have the technology and setup for this, and two, that this is something they'd be interested in showing, but I guess a show of a verbal cue of present board members, who would be willing to record a brief kind of message to Quebec for this? I would be willing to do this.
I certainly would. This is Warren.
Warren. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Louis. I do something, but we still might have a little bit of write-up between us, just an idea of what we – little outline that we could work from would be great.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
And do we have access to footage like that, like some old festival footage? Is that somewhere like
available
in our Google Drive world or whatever, or something?
I got plenty of that laying around.
Great, great.
All right, so there's – cool. I will get in touch with Veronique and see if that's something she's interested in us doing. If not, we'll just kind of collaborate and create a quick speech, written document that we can send over to her, and I think that'll be a good way to approach that. Could you make a few notes on that, Jared, about the possibility of a collaborative video, just for record?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Thank you, Jared. Okay, I didn't mean to derail that too much. Let's see, is there any other discussion on this issue, on the report, I should say?
The only thing that came up to me was changing the name of the busking competition from Butterfly Man Busking Competition to Butterfly Busking Competition. No big deal, really, but it is, I thought, in honor of Butterfly Man.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like she's ignoring the fact that this is honoring an individual.
And maybe she doesn't know that. So
I think she does.
One way or the other. All right.
I think she does because I was the guy who's running it, Jeff Marsh, has been staying at my place for a little bit. And we chatted about it, and he was like, yeah, you know, to him, he's like, it's not that big of a deal. I hope I'm not putting words in his mouth. And he was like, so, you know, whatever. He was like, let her call it that, you know, on whatever. And then when we actually talk about it, we'll call it the Butterfly Man competition. But, you know, it might not be a bad idea to just reach out to Jeff Marsh, too, and just, you know, say, like, hey, are you comfortable with this? Personally, I don't like the idea. I think that it should absolutely be called the Butterfly Man Busking Competition. You know, it's not her competition, it's ours. So,
But at the same time, it's not one of those things that's any sort of deal breaker or anything either. So
it's no,
right
it's really
on the edge
not.
For me. I prefer it the other way, Butterfly Man, because of him. But at the same time, I'm not. Things don't change too much if it's not that.
Yeah, exactly.
Great, great. But
I think
with her and her and Jeff. Mention it with her and Jeff somehow.
Yeah. Who does anyone in particular sponsor this? I mean, is there anyone like who knew Robert Nelson? Well, I guess Jeff Marsh did. I don't know. I mean, like the big thing I'm worried about is like I don't want like I would be far more worried about upsetting somebody who's like sponsoring this competition and you know, has some kind of emotional investment in it versus this. So that's my thought. So
like somebody who
Yeah, a lot of good thoughts there. I'm kind of in line with the same point of view, and I can confirm that Veronique did request the change because she felt that it excluded women, even though she was aware of the context with the Butterfly Man, Robert Nelson. So.
Oh, yeah, and I think she should also be made aware of the fact that two out of the three people who have won this competition have been women. So.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it kind of lacks context if you just simply call it the butterfly busking competition. It makes people think like insect. So I'm kind of thinking that, you know, if she does, if she's really not comfortable calling it butterfly, I mean.
Well, I don't think it's anything she has. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say. I would defer to Jeff on this since he's the one basically running this competition. Perfect. But I would also. It might be called something else altogether if you're just calling it Butterfly. It doesn't really pay tribute to Robert Nelson in the same context, I think.
Yeah.
No, and it doesn't make – for somebody looking at it, they don't understand that context at all, a Butterfly. That's to just call it a busker competition and keep it simple instead of confusing them with the word Butterfly for some reason.
Right.
Butterfly Man, I think you get that. That might be a person or a thing, especially if it's like in quotes or – yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
I think we should stick to Butterfly Man, and then if she really has that much of an issue with it, we should just take it out. But we should just, not go with the butterfly by itself. It's just confusing.
Yes.
Okay. I will make a note to pass that on to Jeff. Vera already made her feelings pretty adamant towards me, so
okay,
fight it out and we'll see. I don't want to focus on that too much, but okay. Any further discussion on the festival report? Excellent. Moving on to future festival planning. I can't say I would expect everyone to read the entirety of this report. Mike just put it up this afternoon, and it's about 65 pages long.
Oh, man.
But it does include some formal proposals from specific venues in addition to his write-ups. So, unfortunately...
Yeah, like that one, just looking through that one from Massachusetts, is pretty cool that they really... know some of what we're up to. Like,
yeah,
they've been there before. They know parts of the festival. They know parts of it's kind of neat.
So yeah, I'm impressed with the fact that I believe it's Massachusetts one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a standardized document. They actually threw in some stuff there about like this would work for a joggling track and et cetera.
Yes.
So I think that's actually to their favor that they seem excited to make this work. So, and I'm reading in Mike's report here, it says that this city, Springfield, it's surrounded by 5 airports with commercial service. And I think the logistics is really beneficial because that's one issue we've had in the past is logistical issues with airports and proximity to festival sites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I like Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh.
As far as, like, a bigger city, that's probably the biggest city we have had in a while, and it has a lot of airport service. And I was looking, I mean, it's too many pages to read this whole thing, but I looked at the Salt Lake City proposal, and it looked like it was a pretty good deal. They're giving, like, a massive discount. It's only, like, $13,000.
Yeah.
Which is, like, crazy cheap. Like, I looked in Oakland, California, and I, like, actually talked to a guy at the convention center. He was saying something like $60,000.
Whoa!
I was like, wow. So, $13,000 for a place where everybody can fly into relatively easily?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good. But I haven't looked at any of the other ones yet.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too. Kyle, that has been such a...
What was the third city?
Many years. So,
We have Springfield, Massachusetts, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Is this the same venue as the? Because there was like a Cedar Rapids festival a while ago, right?
I think so, but I'm not certain. I was not involved with the IJ at that point, so I'm not sure of the venue.
The IJ was not in Cedar Rapids. It was in Davenport.
Oh.
That's right. It was Davenport. Thank you.
Okay, well, again, these are mainly just really early on bids for 2017 and further proposals, I should say, not really bids necessarily.
I think it's better to look at these maybe next visit.
Yeah.
It's 64 pages. I like it if Mike could give us there's no way we can all read this. We don't need all of this information. If he can pare this down for us, that would be fantastic. I mean, that's just too much, I think.
Yeah, I mean, these are very good for it. Very good places to keep in mind, but as some of them peek ahead in terms of stability, get further reports and updates from Mike. So, yeah, it looks like we got a lot of options in any event, so that's refreshing to know for the long term. Does anyone have any further discussion?
We haven't been to the East Coast or, you know, Massachusetts area and Northeast in a long time. So that would be a nice place to go back to because there's jugglers there in Boston and whatnot that we haven't been intriguing with a local festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good for that. I don't know what the proposal is like at all, but anyway, that would be a nice person. Hoping we would get back up there sometime.
Okay. Good to know. Make sure that's in the notes. Okay, moving on. Any further discussion on this? Great. Moving on to the YJA report with Ellen Winters. This is a report she sent. Looks like there is a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
with YJA. Did anyone want to discuss any particular items of note from this?
It sounds like it's going really good. I haven't had a chance to look at the actual report. I just went to one of the like YJA classes in Burlingame, California, and Dave was telling me that they've been taking like most of the batches, like they've been submitting most of them, and it's been going really well.
The achievement badges.
Sorry, what was that?
The achievement badges you're talking about?
Yeah, the achievement badges. They like have like a little poster with like stickers on it to say like which ones people have earned and all that. It's pretty awesome.
Warren, is Becca your wife?
She is.
Yeah. Fun. How did she end up getting over there and doing that with them? Like, what led her over to there?
She took a wrong turn. she'd been trying to get this happening for a few years. She pursued some funding through the IJ and the YJA before I was on the board and didn't get it. Then she was able to make it work by performing for something called like the World Clown Festival in India.
Yeah, great, great.
And yeah, it was fantastic. She loved it. It was an amazing experience, and she really wants to go back. And it's in talking to her, you know, it'd be great to have her. I think she wants to put together Nathan, you and I have talked about this. She wants to put together, I believe, she wants to put together a report and kind of present it to the board, I believe, at the next business meeting. She felt she didn't quite have enough time to get everything together for this one. But to, yeah, just talk about all the details there. And, I don't want to say too much more other than that, except that India presents some interesting opportunities and challenges to, you know, starting programs over there. But the one thing that I think she was really impressed with, and I was too, in talking to her, is that like they learned fast over there. Like,
nice.
Just the culture is of a mindset of like, you know, much more like I can do this, and so you know the success rate in teaching just because of the culture is much higher than anywhere else really. You know, well, in America, as far as I know. So, yeah.
That's great. I think all that will work well with, like, having the video and the audio and pictures from there and some write-up about that will help with marketing and help with the YJA program overall. Like that's a cool thing that we have going for us.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, too, I mean, this really wasn't maybe it was. Never mind. Oh, yeah, she did use the badges. Yeah, half of this stuff I don't even know yet. She's been back for months.
Great.
Still, her stuff with her on office. So.
We'll find out more.
You will find out more, so will I.
Wonderful.
Well, it sounds like the badges are a big hit, which I'm really happy to hear about, because I think it's kind of adding some incentive to the programs, especially with kids. And I believe
badges are amazing. They've been a huge hit in our pod.
Great, and that achievement thing where you just get to, like, wear a bunch of them. Like, I was in Boy Scouts. That merit badge feel is just great sometimes.
You know, it might be interesting to see if we can get, you know, maybe find or produce something the kids can put them on, too.
Mm.
Is that something maybe we could explore through?
Do you want to get a sash?
Store?
A sash.
Yeah.
Do you want to involve a sash?
Exactly. I want a sash. I don't want to look at a kid.
Yeah, but I think we had to get
a drawstring bag and run it with that.
A drawstring bag? Just have them all in there.
Yeah, like they can put their juggling equipment in it and then put their patches on it and carry their stuff.
Yeah. That sounds a lot better. Like a prop bag.
Like a
I didn't wear a sash. Girl Scouts
I still
boys.
Want a sash.
That sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, looking, pricing some of those things out.
Yeah, that's definitely something we can discuss further about possibly adding to our programs. I think that's a very positive thing.
Maybe if you earn so many badges, you get a little, like, some discount on that or something, something.
Yeah, lots of options. I guess my only concern with this report is she makes several references to coming up with waivers and liability. The one option, creating a waiver allowing instructors to assume all personal legal responsibility for their participation in the program, which makes sense, but I think it kind of puts instructors in an awkward position. If we're accrediting with them with something, then saying, then making them sign a waiver saying they're responsible for anything that goes wrong.
So this is Warren. I think the intent of that is to, and I'm don't, you know, don't quote me on this. This is a better question to ask Ellen or Becca. But I believe that it would be too extensive for the IJA to ensure the, you know, all the instructors, which is really kind of the only option we have if we're going to try and kind of accredit teachers, you know, say that they're, like, yep, certified. But
absolutely.
I think what Ellen and Becca were thinking about moving to is more of, like, kind of an educational base through the YJA to teach instructors and then have them worry about all that themselves. So that's...
No, I agree. I'm wondering...
Exactly, I think that's what's going on there.
I'm wondering if there's a way if we can then kind of push our own IJA membership discounted insurance program, because I imagine that would also cover juggling instruction, our liability insurance that we offer.
I'm not sure...
I don't think it does.
Barely,
No? Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
I don't think so.
I've been looking into it, and it's very venue-oriented and very closed.
Hmm.
You have to be very they're very specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess the only other thing I'm a little concerned about regarding the legal side of this is she makes reference to somebody who's willing to draft some waivers who would like to speak to the IJA's legal counsel before drafting those. We do not have a standing legal counsel. So, yeah, there's that. But I guess that's something we can cross that bridge once we get to it.
Is there anything like LegalZoom or anything would have that?
I don't know. I can't comment on that. Yeah, but a lot of great things, a lot of promotion, a lot of great stuff with the buttons, and getting some stuff out there. Is there any further discussion on this? All right, we move on to marketing. Do you have anything to report, Kyle?
I don't have too much. Louis did some really cool stuff with the postcard and the ad for Search Harmony, and they I think they look really good. Like, kind of he consolidated some of the older promotional material and made it look really good.
So he's using the art that was already for the Veronique sent over and sent over. The guy on the unicycle, which is a great piece of art, and some of their stuff promoting what the Turbo has done up or whatever.
Yeah, I think that those are those would be great once we print them and put the other ad in that booklet. I think that's part of one of our items, right?
Yeah. Okay.
That is a motion on later on the agenda. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
What's that?
Good designs. You know. So, yeah, and there was also a design, I believe, too, for, like, just a general IJA promotional, not so much an ad, but something similar to, for, like, flyers and postcards.
Yeah, there was a 5x7 postcard that we're going to print up to have at the Turbo Fest and then other festivals leading up to our convention.
To have it at Turbo Fest?
Hopefully we're going to have them and have them at the table at Turbo Fest.
Okay, those need to be printed, like, now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to talk about.
I'll get in touch with Veronique to see if she wants some of those specific ones at the festival, or if we could just send, like, the file over to her, and she could coordinate that. But in any event, it would have some of those probably before too long so that we could distribute them at various other festivals and send them out with mail packages with our raffle prizes and whatnot.
Great.
So I'll make a note of that.
Oh, I actually have, you know, a Master Ong's prop shop, if you guys have heard of that. I sent a bunch of postcards to them for the last IJA festival, and they've been putting them in, they were putting them in their orders. So every order that went out, they would, like, just throw one in there, and it was like, that's great. So, like, they actually asked for more after I sent them, like 100 or something. They sent asked me for more, and so I sent them more. So,
yeah, will you
that's
email
a
me any
great way to go.
Info with that? Or as we, yeah, as we get those printed, we can
sure.
maybe just have some of them shipped right to them or something.
Sure, yeah. I just need to talk to them about it first. It's not
great.
Like an agreement or anything. We should just, like, throw something up for their festival, and then it's just a good synergy going on.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, for marketing, I've trying to keep up with all the e-juggle stuff coming out. Some a lot of good material coming out and going up. So, yeah. At, like, 18,260 likes on Facebook right now.
Great.
Wow, that's great news, Kyle. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll reach out to Vero and get approval on the postcards. The only reason I need approval is because we don't say that their logo needs to be on there. I know it's on there, but I want to make sure that everything is 100% good, and then we can coordinate getting those sent out. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks like a lot of great stuff going on.
Yep.
Okay. Any further discussion on marketing with for Kyle? All right, moving on. Moving on to the financial side of things, a financial report with Afton Benson. Do you have anything financial to talk about, Afton?
Not at all. Sorry, I reached out to Dennis like a week ago, and I haven't heard anything from him, and I kind of need the current numbers to compare
right.
to the budget to tell you anything, and I don't have access to any of that. So what I want to know is, are there certain things you all are looking for? Because if I'm just reporting on standard stuff and you guys are all like, yep, that's great, wonderful, you know, I don't need to, like, waste anyone's time with it. So if there's key things that you're focused on and that you'd like to know more than other stuff, I believe, Scott, the last treasurer, was very like, yeah, I put some numbers together and, like, laid some stuff out, and that's great. I don't know exactly what you guys want and what you're looking for.
This is Warren. Afton, it'd be fantastic if you and I could connect about what we have in terms of money for an executive director. I know there's something, I think, maybe. I'm not sure, but
okay.
Having that is going to be really, really valuable.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess to bring you a little up to speed on that, we're looking at hiring an executive, a paid executive director for the organization on a part-time basis. And so I need to know what we're looking at in terms of funding for that.
Okay. I wrote that down.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a very good opportunity to kind of discuss what sort of things we'd like to see in future reports and what are good things to keep track of. I know the treasurer for the last few years, it's been a little gray in terms of exactly what is necessary in regarding reporting, but, you know, basic numbers, like Warren said, you know, specifically we might ask occasionally for how feasible a certain expense might be based on certain budgetary items, and if there's any major spends or any numbers that are getting lower than they've been historically, it's good to know that. Any major reimbursements that we should be aware of, any major influxes in anything, it's good to know. Possibly any opportunities that we might have to maximize certain things. I know one thing Scott did that was really cool was he actually set up our Amazon Smile program where Amazon will donate a small amount of money to the IJA based on user purchases. So, you know, just kind of
half a percent.
Yeah, it's small, but it's still great to have. Every little bit counts. So just being abreast of certain items like that.
We have, okay, I may be going way off plan, but is there any kind of, like, do we do promotion about the Amazon file thing regularly? Because
if you don't, it doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, it's
you have to use the smile.amazon, which most people don't understand.
Yeah. Right.
So if you give them a link, like, use this page from Amazon, then it works.
Yeah, I think that's something – I like the idea of creating kind of quarterly initiatives. And I know when we was first set up, Don Lewis was really plugging it hard in the newsletter and kind of outlining how to do that and how that worked. And it was really great, but at the same time, it's probably not something we want to have in every newsletter, but I think enough time has elapsed that maybe – every now and then we can kind of put that in as a reminder for people or let new people know. So I'm very open to promoting this.
Is there some way we can do this? Like, I think we really missed the opportunity this year, but I mean, like if we could promote the hell out of that on Facebook before Christmas.
This is Kyle.
We need to do it.
I found the Amazon Smile thing, like, couple of years ago, and I didn't know if it was necessarily, like, if other people knew about it or anything. I asked about it, nobody knew anything about it, so I didn't promote it at the time, because, like, I don't know if it was legit or not, and then it was kind of, and then Christmas coming up, and then it's like, I forget that it's there, because it's so small, and, like, yeah, I missed that one this year.
Right. Okay. Well,
do we have like a general like IJA board of directors or something like calendar we could use or like because if we just had a reminder every year because yeah like it's hard to keep track of things like that you know
sure.
from year to year is there something like that we could set up to help us with things maybe I don't know
we do not have one in place but I feel very strongly that that is a good idea of something that would really help our operations not just in terms
of
an idea to promote things, but also have, like, deadlines when it's time, you know, to file our 990 and have things like, you know, our D&O insurance expires on this date and we need to reach
out. So we can all be looking at, if we can all see the calendar, you know, so we can all be like, cool, this is happening right now. Awesome. Good to know. You know, and things like the IRCs, it's like, oh, that's happening now. Or like, oh,
right.
We got this IJ Yep Rep in Mumbai. You know, things like that could be...
Now,
especially too for Kyle, for marketing, you know, if you know all these things are going on, that can be really powerful.
This might be worth.
We might have to have a calendar with multiple layers, you know, like I guess
that's
how these calendars work, like events coming up
there.
Blue, our deadlines red.
Yes.
Something like
That'd be awesome. That would be fantastic, actually, to have.
Yeah, I almost don't think that something like Google Calendars would be sophisticated enough, but I'm wondering if our new AMS system.
Yeah, maybe, right?
Yeah. There we go.
Those features, it did have a lot of that back-end sort of allowing members to do things together and share calendars and dates and stuff. I think some of that was in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, we could use various systems. Is this something someone wants to kind of take on to look into?
This is Louie. I'll check that AMS list and talk to Mike Sullivan about it. I'll poke him about it.
Véronique Provenchy. Sorry, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Vero.
I had a big water problem at my house, and so it's a bit of a mess. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all part of this. Okay, here I am.
Okay. Well, we had some discussion on your report already. I guess if you like, we can kind of finish up the financial report discussion. And then if you want to just kind of, if there's any additional points you want to discuss regarding the festival report, we could do that. Does that sound good, Veronique?
Yes.
Okay. So with the festival financial report, excuse me. I guess, is there anything else we want to discuss regarding what we want to see in financial reports?
Hello, Afton. This is Louie. Welcome aboard. I would like if there's a monthly sort of what was in, what was out overall, just that basic sort of how many new members did we get? What went into our coffers then? And then we'd like to separate out, I think, the festival from the rest of the budget in a way. I think there's a way, looking at some of those past records, there's a hey, here's what's going on with the festival money. Here's what's going on with our regular money. And then, again, how much we possibly spend on advertising and print and merchandising and how much our merchandise world is coming in and out. Like how much those videos and T-shirts and things are going in, any way we can maximize or think about that or given ways to get our brand out there and the swag and all that wonderful stuff we need to use for marketing.
Okay. Sure.
Good.
Thank you.
Let's see. Do we still have Martin on the line? Wondering if he had any input as a communications director, what he would feel would be beneficial. I guess not. Okay. Well, again, I'd like to second what I believe Louis said and welcome aboard, Afton. We're glad you could make it.
Awesome. Yeah. Excited.
Okay. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And now we are going to go back to the IJA Festival report. If you want to, we already discussed some of this already, but if you want to kind of gloss over any additional topics, Veronique, that could be beneficial, or if we want to discuss anything with her specifically.
In fact, yes, I met with the Third Avenue Society to see how it will be, how the festival will go on the street. And so they are very excited about the project, and we're still at the first steps. I gave them our different needs, and he's meeting up in January with his team. So then we'll have a time there mid-January where we will meet again and have more consistent stuff. The contract with the circus school is going good. They are translating it by a firm, so everything is nicely done. We have a press conference at the TurboFest announcing the IJA. And will there be anybody from the board at the TurboFest?
We were just discussing that, Veronique, and that's kind of up in the air right now. Noel may or may not be going. He's unfortunately not on the line right now, so
okay.
I think he's the only one of us that might potentially be going, but we are very interested in the idea of giving you something, whether it be a written speech or something to go on. But one idea we were actually just discussing was potentially making like a speech/video. Is that something you would have the technology to do, or do you think that's a good idea, or would you prefer just something?
Yeah, it could be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be... I saw on the report that you have concerns about the name for the busker competition.
Yeah, there was some discussion about that, yes.
Yes, well, in fact, I understand that it was named after someone, but when I first saw it, I said, well, is it just for men? And really, it might be because I'm French-speaking, so I didn't see the difference between M-E-N and M-A-N at first, but it was really a concern for me. And yeah, that's it. I'm a raging feminist, and so I would like it to be the butterfly busking competition this year.
I guess I'll let you take that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. So this is Warren Barrow, to me, I think what's my primary concern is that we honor this individual who the competition is named after. And I see the concerns about, okay, you know, is it men versus man, especially from a bilingual standpoint. So I'd like to maybe see if we can figure out a way to somehow communicate that this is about that individual, right, who gave so much to the community, who gave so much to the juggling community and to the busking community. Because I think that's a really important part of it. And, you know, I don't think, at least in America so far, when the festivals have been here, it hasn't, you know, there hasn't been any issues as far as different genders being confused about, okay, is this for me or not? Because, in fact, out of the 3 years, the two first place finishers were women. So I think if we can mitigate that while still keeping some moniker of man, you know, to, because that was his name. It was the Butterfly Man. That was what he went by. Maybe if it's as simple as adding quotation marks around it. I think that'd be great. I don't, you know, calling it this is in no way, you know, meant to, you know, single out men for this competition or limit women from competing. And I don't think that's been the experience so far. So, yeah, those are my thoughts.
Okay. Well, we'll see how things go. Anyways, it's going to be translated in French.
Exactly. Yeah. So is there an appropriate way, is there some way we can make that clear in French that it was, you know, this individual, you know, whose name was the Butterfly Man?
Yeah, I'll try to have the this translated correctly. Okay.
Okay, cool. And if you want to, I mean, I'd be happy to try to maybe even, like, put together some information about this individual just so you're more familiar with him as well. I mean, that's probably a good thing for you to know anyway as the...
Yeah, well, I read. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you know a bit about him now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is Louis. Just to back up that a little bit, again, it's to honor the Butterfly Man. I'm not, if we want to change it because you want to change the name a little bit or if it's just, I don't think just Butterfly Busking Competition is as strong as just Busking Competition or maybe another word or something. Or in honor of the Butterfly Man, a busking competition.
You know, that last one, Louis, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
In honor of the Butterfly Man. That's nice. You know,
but also
a very good way to get around this.
But also, I do want to make sure that young women and people who want to get involved in the competition who are women feel completely safe and comfortable coming to do that. So that is also a valid concern in thinking about a way to make sure if you know certain women who want to get involved, making sure they feel comfortable being involved is important.
Good. So for me, that's about it. I've been a lot into the TurboFest, things are going good. I'm finishing another grant request for the regional youth investment fund, and so this should be sent beginning of January. I'm waiting for for the social activities. So the benefit show and the planting the juggling seed. So I've been asking. I finished a sponsor request of $10,000 for Desjardins, which is the local bank. It is for the outdoor activities. So we'll wait for their answer. And this is these two grants are for Turbo 418. So if we get grants for some of the IJA activities, Turbo 418 will take over this part of the activity. So you won't have fees for that activity, and because you are not accessible to those grants, but for sponsors, yes. But as Turbo 418 is taking the outdoor activities lead for fundraising purpose, what will I do? What am I saying? So it's taking out from your budget into Turbo 418's budget. It's like in fact, the festival will cost less that way. Or you have.
I see what you're saying. We get you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna search for a big sponsor for the juggling event, and for the parade too. So.
Great.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Any further discussion on the festival planning?
The artist, confirmed artist, you read it, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
So So that's for me. It's all.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Merry Carol. You as well. Okay. I guess that being the case, we will move on. Yeah. Okay.
Do you guys still need me?
No, you don't have to stick around if you don't need to. We no future festival stuff. So thanks for joining us, Vero. We're glad you could join us. And yeah.
Sorry for my for being late. Have a nice holidays. Okay.
You as well.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Happy
holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Just because you're in a transition, this is Vivica. I didn't want to interrupt, but I felt like a stalker, so I just want to let you know I'm on now.
Oh, excellent. There you go.
Hi.
Hello. Good, good. We're glad you could join us. We'll get to the motions in just a minute. We have a few reports to finish up, and then we'll move on to that section of the agenda. Sound good?
Okay. I'm standing by. I wanted you to know I could hear you.
All right. We'll try not to say anything bad about you, Vivica.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Everything sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, moving on to the festival tutorial contest report with Tom Wall. Basically, I just requested that he send us kind of a summary of the way this year's tutorial contest went, because that's one of our annual programs, and so he was kind enough to draft this report and send it. Did everyone get a chance to read that?
Yes.
Pretty clear report. I guess the two issues we had with the contest this year that I'm sure Tom is very aware of, both that they happened and how to circumnavigate in the future, is there was an extremely low turnout comparatively to our previous years. We only had 22 videos this year compared to last year when we had 72. There's a speculation that having it later in the year could have caused this, as well as a lack of promotion. And then the other issue is when we were soliciting for donations, some of the donors didn't send us our donations until well into the contest. And I didn't get one of the packages until after the contest had ended. We couldn't really promote those prizes, so it kind of was hard to make it appealing when we didn't have any prizes available. So those
can you hear me? I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
I've been complaining about that.
I very much agree, Martin. It's, you know, I would assume maybe next year, if we kind of create some buffer time to ensure that we have all prizes received and accounted for before we even announce the contest, that way we absolutely promote the heck out of these packages. So, yeah, I very much agree that that's a good idea. So, assuming Tom runs this again next year or someone else takes the reins, that's something I think we need to be very much aware of. Is there any more discussion on the video tutorial contest report? All right. We are moving on to IRC reports. Aaron Stevens just uploaded this a couple hours before the meeting. Does anyone have any discussion on this?
If somebody who read it, I didn't have time before this meeting, could kind of give me just like the the highlights, that would be spectacular.
Absolutely, Warren.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Well, basically, that there's two motions on tonight's agenda to approve proposals for an IRC in South America and one in Central America. And so she has just kind of outlined some of the risks and rewards for both these locations. And basically, The main thing is she's requesting a maximum of $750 per event. That's a cap amount, not a solid budget. We're not saying you have $750 to spend. We're saying you have up to $750 to spend. So that's what's being requested. The thing to keep in mind is that is slightly higher than it's been historically. I believe last year it was $500 for one IRC, and the salon is asking for up to $750 for each of these two IRCs. Mm-hmm. And that's not, and that's assuming that there's no other, and that's not counting any additional IRCs that may arise. It's broken down in that $300 of that will be for prize money, $150 will be for trophies, $150 will be for promotion, and $100 of that, the remaining $100 will be for flexible spending for any additional expenses that may arise.
Cool. And where's the difference from previous years? I mean, this sounds completely reasonable to me. I'm just curious.
Yeah, right. Last year, we had a budget of $500, and this was $300 prize money, $200 for metal slash marketing.
Yeah, no, that seems completely reasonable, and more support we can give, the better. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think she'd be asking for it if she didn't have a reasonable, hey, this is about what it needs to go up this year.
Sure, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, and I think, you know, she's, yeah, anything, pretty much anything she says, I think is fine. She's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing that it should be noted, it should be noted too that, as most of you are aware, we have a new kind of long, at least they've been choosing to be kind of a long-term donor, Una Med. She's the one that sponsored the AMS overhaul and also expressed interest to a fund. She's also volunteered to cover all IJA representative travel expenses for the IRCs. So that's not something.
Oh.
Not only would that give us the option of sending a representative over there, but that's something that wouldn't come out of our personal budgets.
Wow. So that's a pretty big expense now. I mean, that's huge. We can really start to look at expanding this even more with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a few thousand dollars for each trip or something.
Oh, yeah.
The outside, right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that is huge. That's amazing.
Great. It just makes our representative, it's like paying them to represent us well, too. It's a really nice work setup. Thank you, Udemy.
Yeah, right. My gosh.
Yeah, so just glossing over some of the pros and cons for each. In South America, there is a very large, rapidly growing juggling scene, and they just in Lima alone, there's over 300 jugglers, and this would be a first-time event, so it would be like, you know, finally an event for their representative culture, subculture to take place in that area where there hasn't been one historically. So that would be a good benefit for not just the people to experience juggling, but for IJA to get kind of a jump start on that kind of movement over there.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside that's really stands out is the event does not have a secured venue. So that's one of the issues that I obviously can't speak for that part of the world. I don't know how difficult it is to secure a venue or what they would need specifically, but that is one concern.
But didn't she say in there that she told them that if they don't have a venue 3 months before, that she's not going to support them or whatever?
That's correct, and that's a very good thing to point out, Jared. So, yes, in her motion, she has included a three-month stipulation that they are required to secure a venue no less than 3 months in advance. So that does play in our favor. Moving on to IRC Central America, he said that there was the World Juggling Day event had between 150 and 250 attendees, and this year they plan to do more marketing to get more interest in that part of the world. And Erin says that her primary concern working with that is that for them to find funding. And that's pretty much the cliff notes of the report. Are there any further discussion on the IRC report?
I hope Erin Steven gets to do some of that traveling.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, certainly become quite a representative over there. They love her
right.
Over there. She's doing a lot of great.
Awesome.
So that's very good to have that kind of representation over there and be welcomed with such open arms. That's really cool.
Yeah. So we're not. Are we voting to fund these today, or is it just kind of like, hey, here's what's okay? And are we looking to fund both of them or one or the other?
Both a motion for both of them are on there separately, and we'll be voting on them individually. So whatever the board decides.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay. Membership, moving on to membership. Looks like I did not link that in the report, but it can still be accessed in the Google Drive spreadsheet up to date. Does anyone have anything they want to discuss regarding membership? Moving on to the AMS report. I don't believe Mike is present, unless he snuck in. Mike, are you present? He is not. He did submit his big future festival reports, but he did not submit an AMS report. Although I'm sure most of the board members saw, he did send out an email requesting for preferences on front-end designs that responded to. So definitely progress is being made, and I'm looking forward to starting off this new year and keep moving the wheels and a lot of great things happening with the website. Is there any further discussion on AMS? Okay, this being the case, we finally move on to motions for consideration. Okay, motion A, motion to approve the new IJA stage championship timing system effective beginning in 2015. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle makes the motion. Do we have a second?
This is Warren. I'll second.
Okay, Warren seconds. Before we get into any inner board communication, I would like to give Vivica and Neil Fred a moment to say anything additional about this timing system that they would like to do.
Hi. Thanks. I can see Warren and Neil Fred looking at the document. I sent a few versions, and I'm hoping it didn't get too confusing and Nathan got you the latest version. But
this is just on the timing for now.
Right. I'm only on the timing one. I sent a different version. So have you guys gotten to see this and I put some objectives at the top?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope the objectives spell it out, but basically there were a few things we were trying to do that all were inspired by problems that occurred this year that we would, you know, don't need to get into at this moment. But we defined the beginning of the routine very carefully. There was no definition for the end of the routine. And so part of the goal here was just to give the timers guidance about how to end the routine. And the two main concerns were we don't want great acts penalized for applause time. That is, if somebody does a great job and people are clapping for a long time, that should not count against the competitor's time. And we did not want to lock the competitors into doing exactly what they did in prelims, partly to give them a little freedom if they can try a harder trick or if they need to cut a harder trick, but partly because the volunteer timers are just that, are volunteers, and we don't want anybody to have to memorize and write down the ends to, you know, 10 to 20 routines. So we just wanted an objective end time that we could use. And there is a minimum time as well as a maximum. So we wanted to clarify that the penalties apply equally to people running under time as to overtime. Undertime hasn't been as much of an issue, but it could be potentially. And finally, the score penalties were arranged so that every 10 seconds there was a big drop, and so we just wanted to smooth that out so that it was more like a ladder than a ramp, and so we wanted the amount of time you ran over should be proportionate to the penalty and not give you super penalties at some times and no penalties at other times. So those are the three goals, and we're hoping that this accomplishes that. But we didn't substantively change what the penalties are or why they're incurred.
Great. Do you have anything to add, Neil Fred?
No. Yeah, I think that covered it.
Okay. Does anyone have any discussion on this?
This is Kyle. So the 61 seconds over or under the competitors disqualified? Was it like that before, or is that a new thing?
No, that was the same before.
Oh, okay. Was not aware of that. All right.
Great.
Yeah, I don't think Nilfit did all the math on it, but the blue bars that you can see are the existing penalties. What he did, I mean, from this year, and what he did was smooth out the numbers in between. So he really didn't change the penalties at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 seconds. It's that those were the penalties, and there was no penalty in between. So it just didn't, you know, you could kind of game it like a speeding ticket, you know, if you wanted to. I mean, you couldn't game it, but.
But so specifically, like 13 seconds used to be the same penalty as 20 seconds, whereas now it's less and so on.
All right.
Yeah, to me, this seems very logical. It adds a lot of gray area there, so it's, I think, a more accurate representation of a judging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the one-to-one in a way. It's just this many seconds over or under, this many points penalty. Everybody, it's all even. There's no, like, oh, well, he went 5 more seconds than my 5 seconds over. And it's like, no, just you got your points.
Yeah.
Right.
This is great. Yep.
Great. Is there any further discussion on this timing system proposal?
I want to clarify. I have a couple comments. So, Vivica, did I hear you say that competitors can be disqualified or lose points for going under time as well?
That's correct, and that's been the case for at least a year, maybe 2 years. There's a minimum. I think that, I mean, I could, it's published on the website. I think it's 5 minutes. Yeah, I think it's 5 minutes for all the routines. So for juniors, for example, that means the range is 5 to 7 minutes, and for individuals and teams, that means the range is 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
So there's a bit of leeway. The idea was we didn't want somebody that it didn't seem fair or what the organization, we didn't change that in this, but we had said there was a minimum time and there was no, there were no repercussions of running under it. So theoretically they would just be, I mean, I don't know what you would say. Theoretically, are they just disqualified if they ran under? That doesn't seem fair.
I misunderstood what you, and then, yeah, I guess that's really my only comment. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. It's not like you have to be at exactly 8 minutes. There's a range, a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 8, so that somebody can't submit a 30-second routine that's fantastic. That's just not fair. That's not competing right against the other ones, and it's not putting forward a professional routine that we would want to, you know, represent juggling to the world. It wouldn't be bookable. We wanted these to be bookable. I want these to be bookable acts.
Yeah, I think that's always been the intent of this scoring system. And, yeah, you would have to, you got to, you know, in a professional setting, you have to satisfy the terms of your contract. So, yeah, make sense with that.
Any further discussion on this motion? That being the case, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain?
I want to oppose. This is Jared.
Oh, okay. Make a note. Jared opposes this motion.
Do you make a, I mean, obviously you're not required to, but it sounds like it might be about to pass then. Is there a concern that we should address before? Well, I guess you're in the middle of a vote, so I guess you could finish. I don't know.
I think realistically we could finish the vote, but if you want to discuss this further, we could do this offline, or we could take a moment after this motion has been completed if you feel it merits further the discussion.
We should just keep moving. I think we're already at like an hour and a half right now.
I agree.
Okay.
Got quite a bit to go on now, but it's going to pass if that's the only –
motion.
Sorry?
Does anyone else oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain from voting? Okay. Motion passes.
Okay. So, Jared, if you do have concerns that you would like, so this is going to pass. This is going to be it for this year. If you do have concerns with the timing, Nielfred and I would, I don't mean to speak for Nielfred, but I'm guessing we'd both be very interested, and we both consider this something that we're working on all the time. And go ahead and email us, and let's see what we can do to make it great.
That's very kind. Thank you. But I don't think my opinion is that. I don't know.
All right. Thank you for your input, guys. We're moving on.
You're breaking up, so it's okay. You're breaking. I didn't hear that, but that's okay. So rules probably.
Okay. Moving on to motion B, motion to approve new proposed IJ stage championship rules effective beginning 2015. Will someone make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle makes the motion. Do we have a second?
This is Warren. I'll second.
Whoa. I heard Warren, so I'm going with Warren.
This is the most hilarious part of these meetings to me, is this whole
fighting. It's like we should just take turns in a way or something, but it's this funny little pausing game.
Yeah. I'd rather fight for it.
Okay.
This is not a normal thing at these meetings, so that's good. This is a good thing.
Right.
A little competition to keep things lively. Okay, does anyone have any discussion about this? I guess before we go into any questions, I'd like to once again give Vivica and Nielfred an opportunity to kind of explain this further if they choose to do so.
You want to take this one, or you want me to go ahead, Nielfred? Go ahead if you want.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the goal here basically is we're just sort of trying to specify what it is that this competition is going for, and, you know, we don't want to be excluding, you know, things that are not traditionally juggling but are interesting prop manipulation. We still want to be encouraging innovation. We still want people to come up with new ideas. But at the same time, you know, this isn't just, you know, anything. There are things that we certainly, I think, generally agree we clearly don't really fit in the competition. And then there's this gray area of things in the middle. And so part of what we've done here is we've made an explicit way for things that are really clearly just don't belong to be disqualified by the prelims judges voting on that, basically. And then the other thing is just sort of explaining to competitors what we're expecting, what kinds of things, you know, we're looking for, while still leaving it fairly open.
The only thing, I guess I was going to say two things. One is that we sort of realized that it was the old definition was very tied to what props people were manipulating, and what we've been discovering recently is that people have been manipulating non-juggling props in ways that we do want to see, that do count as juggling, but theoretically people could manipulate juggling props in ways that aren't juggling. So we wanted it to be about what they're doing, not what object you choose. You can choose whatever object you want. The other thing was, just setting up a way to there was no process by which non-juggling acts would be eliminated from competition. And so this was just a way that we could say, as we sent out the videos, if there's anything here that really isn't appropriate for this competition. And that's not a quality judgment. That's a judgment that there'd be a way to take care of that. I don't expect this to be invoked, but it makes it possible.
Hello?
Yeah, this rewording sounds great. This is Warren. I think it's very clear, again, what the goal is, what we're looking for, and it also, anything encourages creativity. I mean, it's to me, it's just about as perfect as we can get it now. I think it's fantastic. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
This is Nathan. I completely agree. I had some concerns about the previous one coming across as maybe a little discouraging in some ways, but I think that this makes it very clear that it's for juggling, but also encouraging creative and diverse sides of it. And I also like, I don't know if it was in the previous version, I guess it wasn't, but I like the idea that if something applies, it's blatantly not juggling in any way, it can be eliminated by a vote from the preliminary judges or the director's discretion just to make things easy for everybody. So I think that this is a very logical revision. Does anyone have any further discussion on the IJA Stage Championships proposal?
This is Louie. I agree with you guys on it. Well written, and if anything comes up, we're going to write a letter back to them. We're not just going to leave somebody hanging. If they question it or there a discussion needs to be had with somebody entering the competition, we can discuss it, and it's not like it's just – but it will hopefully eliminate people who come to the competition and be like, hey, what do I need to do to get here? If they're just yo-yos, they might be like, is this for me? Maybe they'll write in to us or something. But it opens up a little bit of dialogue, which I think is where it needs to be.
That's a really good point, and we do actually I have a lot of – I do get back and forth with competitors, junior competitors, parents, competitors, translators. It's not – we're not a vacuum. Like, we try to put a real human face on and let people mm-hmm. write in and ask us questions. It's not like, no, I can't talk to you until you send your video. And we do respond to everybody who sends a video, whether they get in or not. If they don't get in, they have – they can talk to prelims judges after this event about why, and we try to get people in from it. We're trying to make better routines and to help people with that.
Exactly. It's a nurturing environment. It's just not a cold bureaucracy in that moment.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, right. That's the idea.
Okay. Any further discussion on this topic? This being the case, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain from voting for this motion?
This is Kyle. I think I'm gonna abstain.
Okay, let the record show that Kyle Johnson abstains. Do we have any further abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, just as an FYI, someone is rustling quite a bit, and that is picking up on the meeting. Moving to motion C, motion to discuss proposed IJA Stage scoring system changes with intent to vote on one of them, then listing the two options. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Oh, this is Louie. I'll second.
Do we make
a good, fast enough. Best.
I was sitting back from that one. I was going to let you have it.
Thank you.
No problem, dude. No problem.
Don't wait on his parade. Come on. He got it. Fair and square.
You nailed it, man. Oh, my God. You took that right out from under me. I might have to resign now.
All right. That was textbook. Okay. This being the case, we move on to discussion. Before I turn things over to Vivica and Neil Fred, I would just like to say that they presented two different scoring system options, and they're different in terms of the way the numbers are run, and one has an additional category, and I've put those both here on the agenda, so you're welcome to view those respectively. And yes, and now with Vivica and Neil Fred, if you'd like to discuss both options, I'd like to turn things over.
Thanks. So I guess we'd like to start with option one, which is what we're hoping the board will adopt, and we're considering option two a backup. In other words, there's some changes we really think need to be made to the current scoring system, and then there's a change that we hope will be made, but we need to change the scoring system. So we presented two options. So the first, so there are these objectives here. The first part is that we did have a category called stage presence. This category was not judged in the preliminaries, so the preliminaries judging did not match the finals judging. And so that part of it was just to try to synchronize this and get onto one system. The thinking for that, instead of adding it to prelims, there are a few reasons for that. One is that people felt like it wasn't something that could be adequately conveyed in video. But also, what we really did here was try to step back and think about what we wanted to reward. And what we care about is, in terms of stage presence, the positive aspects of it we think are included in the overall entertainment value of the routine and the presentation, and we did not want to give a false idea that we need everybody to be Vegas-style smiling jugglers or to connect in any kind of fakey way with the audience. We wanted people to be able to express their personalities and their character on stage, and that people can make different character choices that affect us in, you know, good ways and bad ways, but that the, that how they affect that becomes part of our overall entertainment. We didn't want to suggest or kind of push people towards adopting a certain persona. So stage presence we got rid of. We think it's covered in these other categories. Element of risk was also confusing for competitors and for judges. We explained it over and over, and we still had issues with it. And so we kind of, again, we stepped back and said, okay, what are we trying to reward? Do we want, you know, and there were, Milfred and I actually had different issues with this category. My concern was that I don't want people taking inappropriate risks. I want the routines to be clean, and also that the category could be applied unfairly. That is, if I do seven clubs, the risk is infinite, whereas if Jeff Denger does seven clubs, the risk is, you know, not so much, because we all know he can do it. But he shouldn't be penalized for that. He should be rewarded for the fact that he can do it. And Nielfred didn't think that was as much, I don't want to speak for him, he's there, as much of an issue, but it was always confusing, and people were like, how is this different from difficulty? And when we looked at it, it's different from difficulty, but it's the parts that we care about are, is it raising the stakes? Is it making it more exciting? Is it showing greater mastery and greater control, even at the same level of difficulty? Are you showing greater control over what you're doing? And we think all of those positive aspects of risk-taking are included in other categories, again, you know, in the entertainment value and the presentation of the juggling. So we thought this would streamline it a little bit, make it easier on the judges, make it more clear to the competitors what we're trying to reward. So those were the – and these two pieces, objective number one and objective number two, are in both of these proposals that we've submitted. This is the same proposal. We've submitted two options for the same proposal, and they both include taking out those categories and realigning the scores to reflect that. The part that's in option one that's not in option two is adding another category called representation of juggling. And I know you guys saw an earlier draft of this that called this Is This Juggling? We're still trying to figure out the idea for a name here. And the idea was to create a way for judges to reward acts that better represent what we want juggling to be without tying anything to a standard definition. So we don't want to give higher points just because you're being more conservative in your interpretation of juggling, but we wanted a way to weight the scores so that acts that have that have other skills in them, that have comedy, that have acrobatics, that have yo-yo, can still compete if they're very good, but they have to be better to do well than acts that are all juggling, whatever juggling may be. Nielfred might be able to speak to that one better.
Yeah, no, and I was just going to add that, I mean, so this is sort of taking what we, you know, just had in the previous motion that we passed, taking that and in addition to saying that, you know, things that are really clearly not presenting juggling, let's just disqualify those. This is allowing us to allow those things in that gray area to still compete. But, yeah, as Vivica says, like, you know, it in terms of the difficulty, in terms of the execution and so on, you know, all the other categories, you know, sort of you have to do even better. You have to work harder to if you're sort of in that questionable area of whether it represents juggling or not. In option number two, where we don't have this new category, my concern would be, I mean, I think either of these two will work. My concern with the second one, and the reason I prefer option number one, is essentially that then it's sort of there's this cliff, right, if the prelims disqualify it, then it's out, but then once it's in, you know, if it didn't get disqualified in prelims, then like it doesn't matter at that point if you like how far it is from you know, being purely, you know, the kind of manipulation that we think of as being juggling. And so this sort of again, sort of similar to the timing thing, it's taking that cliff and making it more of a ramp.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I like that thing about the scaling. But also, just I wanted to add one more thing, is that the whole time I've been judging and directing or involved with championships at all, I've always really wanted this competition to be something. You know, I've been to some of the circus festivals, like in China and in France, where the acts compete. And the audience is full of buyers, basically, like casting agents from big circuses and from shows. And my fantasy has always been that there are a lot of other things that we want out of these competitions, and I love acts like Duck and Cover that are just written for a juggling audience and that are written for this event only. But I would also love to see the winner of – I would like to feel confident that the winner of the IJA Stage Championships is the act that we, the juggling community, would be most happy for a civilian to see. You want to see what juggling is? Let me show you the best juggling in the world. And for that, I want it to really represent juggling, not be like, oh, I love this act, but it's not so juggling-y. And so that was trying to create a category that rewarded that aspect, but without limiting, defining, restricting, or throwing at, you know, some of these acts.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Vivica or Neil Fred regarding this proposal?
This is Kyle.
Go, Kyle.
I'm just still a little confused about this whole subject, like this adding of this category. It seems just a little redundant in a juggling competition. When we have preliminaries, why do we have a representation of juggling when it's obviously a representation of juggling? It's gotten past judging that it is juggling already, unless I'm missing something. It seems, I mean, to me, that's what it seems like it is. And to put that on there, I don't know. It is, to me, it is excluding those things that maybe aren't juggling enough to you or whatever. I don't know. It still makes me a little uncomfortable, option one. I'm fine with option two. All that other stuff, that's a move forward. I'm totally down for that. I'm just not down for the representation of juggling thing.
It's true that it does, as Neil Fred said, it does refer back to the definition. So it is referring to how we have defined juggling.
Where's the definition?
Sorry, the one, we just did that one. Juggling can include any kind of objects. We encourage you to expand our definition.
That's still not very, it still kind of hops around. It's not like, this is juggling, because it's a hard thing to nail down, but
right.
That's the thing. Like, it's not definitive enough to, I don't know, it's all, like, up to the judges' opinions. I mean,
of course.
Absolutely. But,
I'm
not, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's part of the point, is that it shouldn't be, we don't want to define it, because that would be, you know, leaving out things that once you see it, you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's totally, like, we wouldn't have thought of that until this person just did it. You know, so that's why I think we don't, it's a benefit that the definition is not specific in that way.
If the board, you know, we don't define, as far as I know, and I looked through juggle.org a little bit trying to find this, I didn't see a definition of juggling that we as an organization have created, and I didn't want to propose one or create one. If the board wanted to do that, if the membership wanted to pass a definition of juggling, I absolutely think the stage competition should reflect what we as an organization define as juggling. But I wasn't comfortable doing that, and I love being surprised by things and finding new things and discovering them as juggling. And I do trust judges. Like, I do believe that we have had a really great, diverse, weird, interesting, conservative, traditional, wild, you know, a varied set of people with different opinions, and that they have been pretty generous in and interested and love juggling in the broader sense. So I thought that was sort of in as long as we don't, as an organization, haven't defined this, I did feel like I trusted these people to feel it subjectively the same way they're actually doing with all these other categories, to tell the truth.
Okay.
This is Warren. This is one that I don't know if I'm ever going to be completely, like, sure about. But what I'm beginning to think is this is a good idea, and I think it's a good enough idea to try. You know, I think regardless of whether or not this is perfect, option one, I think it's much better than what we've had in the past. And this is an improvement, I think, upon the previous proposal, a big improvement. While it may not be perfect yet, I think it's definitely moving in the right direction. And I think even if I have some hang-ups about it still, potentially, I think it's worth moving forward on. I think it's worth giving this a try because, I mean, I was championships director for a year, and I've judged in the past, but at this point, you two are far more familiar with the competitions, and I think you two see a need for this, and I'd love to see how it plays out. I'd love to see, at this point, how the judges react to it and how the competitors react to it. You know, I think, you know, this may be, this is almost kind of like our, you know, this year's element of risk, you know, where maybe it's going to work, maybe it's not. You know, maybe people are going to like it, maybe they won't. So I'm, at this point, up for giving it a shot. If nothing else, it's a really interesting idea. So, yeah.
Okay.
I want to say that a concern that I have, this is Jared, is that in the current scoring, creativity and difficulty are allotted the same possible points. And in this first option, there's 5 less possible points for creativity, and then in the second option, there's 10 less possible points for creativity. So it seems to me that it's favoring the, you know, the technical jugglers. So,
and I'm sorry, I'm not seeing those numbers. I see the same number for the two options. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, no, the creativity has the same, but he's saying difficulty got more in option two. It's already more in option one, and then it's even more in option two. So to that, I would point out that under the old system, with element of risk is very much favoring the technical jugglers. And so I really think that a lot of what we look at a routine and you know, tend to give it a high score in element of risk under the old system, I would say if you look at the scores that judges tend to give, the element of risk and the difficulty tend to correlate. There are aspects where, like, oh, this particular trick they did, you know, maybe boosts one or the other more than it boosts the other. But in general, the two are fairly similar concepts. And so it was deliberate that much of, you know, in taking away element of risk, that increases the weight given to difficulty. But I think that whereas before you could say that, yes, difficulty and creativity had the same weight, but, you know, that's ignoring the aspect of difficulty that is described by element of risk. And so part of what we were trying to distinguish these different things before, we're just saying, let's just, you know, consider, you know, those things to be part of difficulty, and the things where it's like it makes it more exciting, whatever, is part of the presentation, part of the entertainment value, and so on. We're essentially just taking those points and putting them into the other categories. So I think the while yes, we are saying that difficulty is worth more than creativity is still also worth a lot, and you know, you know, and always was, and it's not really.
Well, when I started scoring it, I'm sorry, say that again.
It's not as much of a change as I think it looks like when you just look at difficulty in isolation.
It's a reallocation in a way of the points. It's still like it sounds like still the technical side is the same. It's just been merged into one category that's more cohesive and makes more sense.
Well, yeah, they're two issues. When I started judging, it was theoretically 60% technical and 40% artistic, and now that we've broken it up into more specific things, that was one thing we were real conscious of, even though nothing here says technical, nothing here says artistic, is how much we're rewarding skill versus technical virtuosity versus presentation and performing skill. And so losing element of risk, exactly as Neil Fred, we felt like we had to put in some more technical points or some more technical proportionate points. The other issue is that juggling creativity, remember, has been rewritten. So this is only refers to creativity within the juggling, which was already sort of debatable, because creativity within anything else you do is rewarded by entertainment value or presentation. Juggling creativity was very specifically designed to incentivize people to create new juggling things, to be different in their juggling. And we've seen some phenomenal acts that barely do that, you know, some straight technical acts I don't want to name names again. It doesn't
matter. I
know
what you mean.
Names. So the juggling creativity is not just a artistic skill, if you want to do that broad technical versus artistic. Juggling creativity is not just artistic. It sort of straddles them because it's about making up different juggling tricks or techniques or whatever. It's within the juggling itself.
This is Nathan. I'd like to just chime in real quick. I'm going to cap this discussion for about another 3 more minutes in the interest of time. So please get out your final thoughts in the next 3 minutes.
All right.
Or did I cap the conversation? Wow, that wasn't my intent. Just trying to put a cap on things in the name of time. Does anyone have any final thoughts on this particular motion, or either of these options, rather?
Are we going to vote on one or the other?
Okay, the way this is going to work is if we decide that we want to vote for one of these policies, then if you want to vote for one of these policies, if you want to see these policies made into a motion to vote on, then you will vote for this motion. The implication being that if this motion passes, someone will then make a motion to vote for one of these specific options. So if the motion we're on now passes, then someone will then have to make a motion to vote on one of these specific options. Does that make sense?
You can't say like 1, 2, neither, or abstain. You have to do it on the rule things.
Yeah, we have to vote by specific motion. It would get too convoluted if we just said 1, 2. So
now, would this next motion to vote on one or the other be on this agenda, or like will we add it in C subpro? You know, C plus.
Well, the agenda is kind of ambiguously worded, but I think it would be a best practice to vote for it tonight, given 1, the discussion. And 2, that we're already at the end of the year, so I don't want to drag.
No, we'll just do another motion added into this right after this.
Right.
Great. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And if we want to vote on both of them, someone can make one motion, and then we can potentially vote on another one. If assuming that one doesn't pass. So, okay, let's vote on this. Is there intent to vote for one of these motions? Does anyone oppose this intention? Does anyone proceed?
I have a really hard time. I'm pretty picky, and I'm pretty passionate about this, so I have some reservations about voting for this, but... Anyway.
Okay, would you like to abstain or would you like to oppose?
I'm not saying I'm going to do either one. I'm just saying it's a... Anyway,
Well, that's what we're doing right now, though. Are
okay.
Are you going to abstain? Are you going to go against? Or are we going to vote?
That's what I heard him asking.
Okay, this is a motion to... We discussed these two options, and now if you have intent to vote for one of them, you are going to vote for this motion. If you do not feel that any changes are necessary to the current scoring system, you're going to oppose, and if you don't want to cast a vote, you're going to abstain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is Louie. I'm going to vote to pass this motion with an intent. I like option two right now.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm ready to say yes to vote.
Does anyone oppose? Final chance. Okay, good. Does anyone abstain? This is Nathan. I abstain. Okay, motion passes. Would anyone like to take the floor to make a motion for either of these options?
This is Warren. I'd like to make a motion for option number one.
Okay. Let the record
Jared.
State.
Second.
Okay. Warren has made a motion to introduce option one for the proposed IJ stage scoring system changes. So just make a note of that. A new motion has been made. And if you want to list that specifically, how you want it worded, Warren, since you made the motion, it'd be good to do that.
Verbally or on the...
Verbally.
Okay. I make a motion to vote on adopting option number one as... the new scoring system for the state championships.
Okay. And I believe we had a second, but for record, could I hear that again, please?
It was Jared.
Yeah, this is Jared.
Okay, Jared seconds. I'm just going to go ahead and make this a separate paragraph here. There we go. Okay. Does anyone have any discussion, further discussion on this? This being the case, we move to a vote. This is, again, voting for option number one of the proposed IJ stage scoring system. Do we have anyone opposed to this motion?
This is Louie, and it's no big deal. I'll probably get outvoted, but... Yeah, I like the other one, so I would say Louis. Yeah.
Louis opposes,
thank you.
Okay. Do we have any further opposition? Do we have any abstentions? This is Nathan. I abstain. So that means we have one person voting against and three people voting for. Motion passes.
My mind was changed.
Your mind was changed?
My mind.
Yeah.
Who just said that?
There were other little things. This is Kyle.
Kyle, my mind.
I was definitely for
number
two otherwise, but yeah.
My mind's been changing all along. I mean, with everything that I said, I'm serious. My mind keeps changing.
Yeah.
And I hope it.
Yeah, I know. I could see.
I want the feedback from the judges and the competitors. I'm not. I wasn't trying to railroad this across. I hope it helps, and you know, we're going to keep trying. So, thank you, guys.
And using something and evolving it is the way to go here. I mean, we just have to plant the seed, see what it grows into.
Yeah. Before anyone goes, I would just like to state one thing. So there's no controversy regarding options one or two. If we want to vote on option two, we can create a motion to vote for option two to overrule option one, and then we can vote on that.
No, I personally am not going to make that motion. But
no motion
for two, but it doesn't matter to me. Like,
okay.
With one, I'm happy we're moving forward.
Because it needs to be, you know, the majority board decision is we're going with this specific option as the final answer. Okay, so we're everything is settled?
We have five right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Should thank you guys for considering this. And we did, I mean, those of you who were on the vision call, we did incorporate a lot of your changes, and not just because you're the board, but because it was really helpful, so thanks. Do you want me to email Dave Lawson, or do you do that, or what happens next to make this?
Either one. Yeah, I think it would make most why don't you email him, but CC me on the email.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vivica.
Thank you, Vivica. Good work.
Yeah, thank you so much, both of you. And both of you. Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks guys.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Can we turn in the, can I turn into a pumpkin now?
Whatever you want now.
All right. Whatever I want, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You, too.
All right, bye-bye.
All
right.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo. All right. Well,
yeah, fun. Great. That's good. We're getting stuff done. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very productive meeting.
Set the table for 6 months or something, it feels like. Make a decision and move on so we can get our minds on other things. It's cool.
Oh,
yeah,
and there's so many more things to go through.
All right. We're going to make this as quick as possible. Moving on to...
And I think that this going to – there are going to be a lot of people that – you know, a lot of people feel strongly about this competition like we do, and people – competitors need to know, you know, so we need to make sure that we get this information out there.
Once it goes up on eJuggle or in the newsletter or something, somebody would send me a message, I can be sure to put it up on Facebook.
Sounds good.
And pass it along.
Yep, and then maybe we should make a support thread for us or competitors or something that we can keep an eye on. So if anybody has questions, again, we don't feel like we're leaving anybody in the dark or anything. It's quickly addressed by one of us, and we can either take turns, whoever feels like fielding it in a way or something, just so if there is, but some people are going to be a little on edge about it. So we have to just make sure they understand our reasoning and we can help them move forward.
Right, and I'll mention this to Don Lewis. He's a very good PR wordsmith, so he can put this in the newsletter. That'll really help. So there's definitely a lot of options.
Spectacular.
Moving on to motion D.
Did you just say you were going to do it to send it to Don Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, we have a e-newsletter, you know, just about ready to go out. We can hold it up for a day or two if somebody can write this up succinctly and send it to us.
I don't know. Do you think there would be any benefit to putting it in this newsletter and holding off as opposed to waiting till January, Martin?
I don't know. I mean, presumably competitors are working now on their routines. I don't know if this will affect them, fortunately enough.
I agree with Martin. I think let's get this out here as soon as we possibly can.
Okay. I will send this information to Don Lewis, and with the intent to have it listed in the December newsletter. And if that, the worst case scenario, gets put in the January, but we'll aim very strongly for December.
Great.
Try to make it as clear as possible, since Don, probably neither Don nor I are paying a whole lot of attention to exactly what these changes are. So
I can send him the exact documents, the exact proposal documents, so I think that'll make things very clear.
Oh, I hope so. It doesn't always. I mean, the discussion, you know, adds to that. The discussion that went on here.
Absolutely.
Adds. So if there's anything unclear in the document that you think could be improved by this discussion, you know, edit that and send it on. Anyway, thanks.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Martin. That's a very good idea, and I will get that sent out to you guys. Okay, moving on to motion D, motion to approve a $50 quarter-page print ad to be placed in the Circus Harmony. I'm not going to pronounce that word, for the program book for their upcoming event. Would someone like to make this motion?
Oh, we're going Warren, I'll make the motion.
I heard Warren.
Second, okay.
Cool. Kyle would like to make Okay, we move on to discussion. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but if she's still on the line, I would actually like to defer to Afton Benson to say a little bit about this, since she is involved with Circus Harmony, and she's the one that sent this suggestion to us originally. Are you there, Afton?
Yeah,
I am, okay. And it's Jubilante, and also whatever I sent you is spelled incorrectly, as you were told by my music director. It's an Italian word, and apparently my director didn't go through and, you know, research it. So, our bad. The I in the beginning is switched with the U. Anyway, not major. Yeah, we do one huge feature production, which features, I think it's 27 of our youth performers. All of our level twos and higher, basically. And we put that on at our circus ring at Circus Harmony in the City Museum in St. Louis. And so what we do is we seek out people for ads, and then we use that book. Our circus ring, we're doing four shows over 2 weekends. Six shows total. So our circus ring seats 200 people, and then that doesn't include the amount of people who will just stand outside and watch the show and take the program. And then we also use it in a good number of our grant proposals, because they want to see, you know, what we're doing and what the kids are up to and things like that. And then we use it for marketing and a whole bunch of different things throughout the year. So since the IJ is always looking for new ways to find new members, we've got a huge juggling community in St. Louis, and, I mean, Kansas City's neighboring, and I bring stuff over when I go to Kansas City's Juggling Festival, too. So just kind of a word-of-mouth thing, and, yeah, pretty simplistic. This is my first year with Circus Harmony and my first time doing their thing, so I was like, hey, I like the IJ. So that's
what I got for you. I like the idea of us advertising. That's a fine place. Put it in the eyes, in front of the eyes of jugglers. Like that's the whole idea. Just let them know we're here as much as possible.
Yeah, I think
it is a half page ad. Originally, I made a half page ad, which is $75.
That's what I was thinking it was going to be as well. Was the $75 half page? Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you guys think that would be best, I know Louise, our official graphic designer, and Kyle, you're the official marketing person. If you think that would be best, you can create a motion to amend this motion to have that wording.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like the half page, the $25 more. I think it's just a little, it's the bolder choice.
Okay.
Quarter page always feels like, hey, we're hanging out on the page, but half page is at least that, hey, we're here.
I think that's reasonable. Okay. Now, let me just make sure I'm doing this correctly. Martin, are you still there?
Yep.
Would it be best to vote to table this motion to amend it, or would we just amend it without voting?
I don't understand. You want to change the motion,
Would she just say 75 for a half page instead of $50 for a quarter page?
Just amend the motion. Have the person made the motion amend it.
Okay.
You don't need
to. Warren?
Yes.
If you'd like to amend it.
Warren, do you want to amend this?
Sorry, was fumbling with my phone and the mute button. I would. Apologies, everybody. Damn technology. Yeah, no, I'm...
So he has to make a motion to amend?
Yeah, I believe so. Is that correct, Martin?
I don't know. Just, you know, have him say, I amend the motion to say $75 or whatever it is.
Okay.
Sounds good. Warren has made, just make a note there that the motion was amended to read $75 on that page instead of $50 quarter page. I think that'll suffice.
Yeah, exactly. Note that that's what changed, so anybody going back reading
it. Yeah, as long as it's on record that this was amended after we approved the agenda. So, okay, so it is now
great.
$75.
I link up the page I already did. Where should I put that on the forum? For people to see that, or just if anybody wants to give feedback on that or anything?
I would suggest posting it on the forum and or sending an email to IJA Board Plus.
Okay, great.
If you want maximum visibility, I would recommend doing both. Make a forum thread and then sending an email with that as attachment to the Board Plus.
Pulled.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this? We move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Do we have any abstentions? Motion passes.
All right.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, Louis, if you could get your draft sent out and we can kind of go through it, and then we'll get this thing submitted. I believe we have about – is it about 3 weeks, Afton, I believe? Early January?
Our work by January 9th.
Ninth. Great. About 2 weeks, then. Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. We'll get it done. I pretty much have a rough. I'll send it out to everybody. We'll make it happen in the next week and a half here.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Moving on to a motion to approve an executive director search committee consisting of Lloyd Timberlake, Jim Maxwell, Nathan Wakefield, Nathan Peterson, Tom Wall, Noel Yee, and Warren Hammond serving as the committee chair. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle has made the motion. Do we have a second?
This is Louis. I'll second that.
Louis has made the second. Just give a quick summary of the reasoning behind this, Warren, if you would.
Absolutely. So, again, I was looking for mostly people I just trust, and I think I have good heads on their shoulders. And I wanted a mix of people who were part of the board, IJ officers, previous officers, people who had experience previously with this, because I'm kind of picking up where others have left off in a lot of ways. And also just someone from the general membership as well. So that's how I constructed this committee. I think ideally I wanted one more person, but this is fine. You know, you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen either. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Would you prefer to get one more person, Warren?
If somebody right now wants to jump on this committee,
I guess my question, do you have a specific person you were waiting on, or were you just thinking
no.
one more? Okay.
No. Just because I would like to, I think, chair this committee without being a voting member. But, you know, it's looking like it's a seven-member committee now, and if it stays that way, then I will, I'll decide what to do. I'll either be a voting member or I'll cast a vote in the case of a tie. So, yeah.
Okay.
Not a huge problem. I've got what I need as far as a makeup is concerned for the committee.
Yeah. Well, I believe you could put in a provision where you could, in the event of a lock, the chairman could have a cast a tiebreaker or whatever. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Exactly.
Any further discussion? Moving to the vote. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It concerns me that, like, what I'm realizing or what I'm noticing is that all these people are jugglers, and we're choosing. It's my understanding that we're going to look for somebody who is maybe not a juggler, and that also these are all American men, and that's just concerning to me, but whatever.
No, those are very valid concerns, and you know, when I looked at this list, I was like, yes, that's very true about this.
I would just like to say a couple things real quick to address some of those concerns, Jared. First of all, for a search committee to find the ED, we're not necessarily saying the ED will be somebody that these people pick out among their friends. You know, we're still, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we're still very much interested in finding a DD outside of the juggling
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the intent of this committee. And it's also not the intent of this committee to hire someone. The intent of this committee is to present individuals for the board to then interview that and vote on.
Yeah. And I also would like to mention that in our bylaws, technically, committee members have to be designated from the organization's membership. So we can't really go looking for people to have an IJA committee that aren't affiliated with our organization in any way. So, but is there any further discussion on this? Moving to a vote. Motion to approve the Executive Director Search Committee. Do we have any oppositions? Would anyone like to abstain from this? Motion passes. Great job heading up the committee, Warren. I'm optimistic there's going to be a lot of good development on that front.
Thank you, and thank you all.
Okay. Ooh, a couple more motions. These kind of sprung up last minute. I apologize. Moving on to Aaron Stevens' motion to approve the IRC South America proposal and a maximum budget of $750 towards the event, with the stipulation that a venue must be secured no less than 3 months in advance. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle has made the motion. Would someone like to second?
Is it Louis? I would like to second this motion.
Louis seconds the motion.
You're getting all the seconds now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost my steam. I'm tiring out.
Oh. I'm going in currents. I'm waiting until the end.
All right. Moving to discussion. I guess one thing I would like to say here, I'm in kind of an awkward position, I feel, because I think that this is a great event. Both of these are very good events. And I think $750 in the grand scheme of things is fairly minimal. That being said, the last year it was only $500 for one event. So by doing this alone, we're already tripling that budget, and that's not accounting for any more IRCs that might take place during 2015. And I haven't gotten the final numbers from Dennis yet to create next year's operating budget, but there's a chance that if there is a large amount of IRCs allotted to that, the overall budget created might come out more towards either an even with no profit or a slight deficit. And that is my only real concern.
Is there a possible yearly IRC budget we can think about, taking into account Erin, what she's doing and the idea that it's going to grow? Maybe we increase it or something like – it might be like the idea is to drive people to become members too. So
right.
How many members can we get that make up for the cost of doing this? You know, will it even out? Can we drive a few hundred members with this and then it makes back the money in a way?
I could definitely on the agenda put operating budget, I could put a slightly higher listing for a number of projected members. I mean, I honestly do think we will see a slight increase in membership with our new website and possibly some new perks. That being said, she suggested to me that there would be about three IRCs taking place in 2015, and she's requesting a $2,250 budget total for the operating budget. This is compared to this year's $500, so that's slightly more than quadruple the price.
Mm. It's just without knowing what our other numbers are in a way, I'm like, great, sounds good, completely reasonable. Uh-huh. But then if it does start to impact other programs we have going on, then I want to limit it and grow it slowly.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. I just joined the call. Hello?
Oh, my God. Hello.
You guys are still on the phone. I'm sorry.
Hey, are you? You're just in time.
I'm good.
Yeah, good time.
I got on the drive, and I, like, saw people typing on the motion, so I was like, oh, wow, they're still going.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're still going.
It has been a crazy experience, but we're getting a lot done.
So.
And we got to the last items on the agenda, which are your IRC proposals.
Sweet. And I saw the concern about the funding, which I totally get.
Yeah.
Right. I totally get. And I agree with the quadrupling. It definitely impacts things, or whatever. Yeah, three as opposed to one in general at 500 is already a big increase. So
I'd be fine with the $500. I'll just say that too. Anyhow, but you can continue discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind giving money to it if that money's going to go to making it work. You know, sometimes you have to pay the right amount of money to make things work the right way. So I'm up for that, but I just don't know from – personally, I don't know where it's been the last couple of years to where it's growing. Will it eat out of another part of our budget right now if we increase it?
Right.
And it is possible I could trim a few expenses on our budget, but realistically, from what I understand, our revenue is probably going to be similar to what it was last year. So I don't want to trim too much and then having a deficit on our budget. That isn't to say we couldn't still pay it because we have money in the bank, but I still am not comfortable with the idea of creating a budget that comes us out at a loss unless we miraculously have an influx of unexpected income.
Totally. Agreed. Yeah, and that's why I threw that out there, not knowing what your budget looks like, too. So,
Yeah, well, I don't have that completed because I'm still waiting on the numbers from Dennis. So I'm still trying to get a few of them things plugged in. I started the 2015, but again, once I still need that data from Dennis before I can finalize any figures. I guess looking at last year's, we had a projected profit of $511, and that's budgeting the IRC at an even 500.
That means there is room for a little bit of budget right there for itself.
Somewhat, but it's good to get a profit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 500's not much for profit.
No.
And it'll be good to see what Dennis's final numbers were. Like I told you, Nathan, I mean, that was me doing my first budget ever, so tried to work with what I had, and I don't know what the end result is as far as
those numbers. Good, and I'm kind of using that as a template, so I imagine it's going to be pretty similar, at least in terms of setup. I just want a little input from Dennis as well as the numbers. I guess my biggest question.
Go ahead.
I guess one of my questions, Aaron, is you have a proposal for two IRCs on here. How feasible do you think the third IRC is, or how probable?
That's probably the one that's the most probable of them all. Like, it's the one in Mexico that we've done three times now. I just haven't talked to him recently, but that would be late June or early July, likely. Yeah.
What if we amended both of these and just made it a lesser amount but still give something?
Yeah, I think 500's worked well in the past, and I know, like, the year before there were two and there were 500 each, so that was $1,000 allotted. This last year I only did one because I was the board chair, especially specifically, and didn't have time to focus on more. So, in general, it's just been 500 per thing, depending on the year.
Could we do a 500 per each one? I mean, knowing that it might be 1,500 this year, and then possibly if more money needs to show up, we can do another motion where we're like adding to the general IRC fund, which might get weighted more whichever one's needing it or something.
I don't think that would be necessary. The budget is more of an outline of spending decisions. It's not necessarily saying that it's impossible to.
Yes, I see.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? What's the value of it? What are we kind of going to throw at it?
It's a reference guide, essentially. It's not allotting funds to an account. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally. And the 500 has been plenty in the past. So this was kind of just to see if we could spruce up prizes a little bit more and have a little more leeway as far as publicity goes. But the 500 has worked in the past. And the other nice thing is that the e-zine puts $250 towards each one for the editing of the videos and stuff. So that's already taken care of budget-wise. So 500 has been fine in the past. So I can definitely work with that if people were able to approve that, because I know that's still more than last year. So.
I guess, is there, other than membership increase potential, have we weighed any possible ROI on these?
return of investment money-wise.
What's that?
Financially.
Yes.
No, not at this point. And that's, okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, is it...
Look at, it could be something where we charge for people to compete like we do here. At this point, there's nothing. They're not having to pay anything to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Or sell IJ products while down there. I don't know. Yeah. And then providing membership benefits, essentially. But financially, there's, yeah, it's other than potential future membership. And the issue with the membership that we've learned now is a lot of people in South America and South America don't have PayPal. So that's a challenge.
That's
the only way that we can do membership. So that is a thing to be addressed as well.
Right, I see the best return on investment is growing the new jugglers and having them become members would be the, you know, like I like the idea with selling product, getting our stuff out there, but for me, that sort of stuff, if it pays for itself, is a fine place. If all the T-shirt sales pay for all the T-shirts being made, that's a great marketing thing, but we're not making our money off of T-shirts. But the membership is kind of where we want to drive the IJA, like, more reasons to become a member. We have to, if there's a financial thing we have to figure out, like between PayPal and some other system or something, we should figure that out, because that's driving those memberships, getting the people involved in the IJA is our goal for the IJA.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Figuring out
yeah.
something to drive that in a way, even if it's lowering membership rates for certain countries, or figuring out what that is to get them involved in the IJA on our forums, on our websites, providing the money
and
for
I think,
the funding.
I think return of interest, I mean, what I've seen that has helped the IJA from what we've done in the past, it's not a financial increase, but, I mean, if you look at the international collaborations we've had for eJuggle, for example, with the Tricks of the Month and different some different articles and stuff like that, all of that stemmed out of the IRCs. The fact that all of Latin America is currently interested in the IJA and highly active on the Facebook gift page and social networking sites is all because of the IRCs. So it's not a return of investment. It's just more that international. Yeah, that's
the. But that also that is the return on investment a little bit in my head is the people signing up to become members. And maybe it isn't even members in those countries, but it's inspiring members in the United States to sign up because they're getting more from those other countries too. Like, it might not just be those people going to that convention that are becoming members, but if it does help with membership, it's worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty awesome too. It's cool. It's really cool. I mean, we are international.
Yeah.
That is part of the promotion that the IJA needs in those, especially European countries, to say that we are international. And if we don't do things like this, then we have very few, you know, things to stand on for to say that when we don't have these kind of things supporting juggling programs in other countries. So I would say, what if I made an amendment on this one for, because we don't know how much we have, what if we made them both 400 for the moment, and then maybe we can do more later, because we seem kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
400 a little more realistic at the moment, or is that like too low to function?
Well, that would be 300 immediately goes towards the prize money for each, so then that would leave 100 for medals and any other promotion. So it could work. The medals usually cost, I think, $80, so it would pretty much all go towards that.
I'm looking through the budget now with things I could trim. I guess one thing of note is that the budget calls for, it was budgeted originally to have 2 DVDs produced this year, and we only produced one. So that's $2,700 right there, but we'll probably carry that burden over to next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. even though this was a part of last year's budget and not used? Like, hypothetically, that would have transferred over to next year, saving us a little over $2,000 in that allotment expense.
Right. Dennis's payment is also a little bit less.
How much? What is his payment, Aaron?
I can't remember the exact number. I know it was in the $9,000 range rather than $10,000. It was either like $500 less or $1,000 less a year or something. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was trying to remember that too. Who can I talk to that would know that other than Dennis?
Lloyd did the negotiating with him.
I'll talk to Lloyd.
And it would be in an agenda minute somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, like I said, options here. We could potentially lower this and amend it, or we could pass this and I could try to trim in a few areas. I would like some suggestions about where you would suggest trimming next year's budget. Or we could do a combination of both, where I could just kind of fine-tune the numbers a little bit and we could have a small amendment to this. So I'm receptive to any ideas that anyone would like to propose.
This is Louis. I'm in the $500 for both trim a budget a little bit, if that video budget could possibly cover it, fine. But also, I just have a pretend budget in my head of what we have. So, like, I haven't been involved enough in the IJA budget side of things so far to really know what that means. You know, like I know what, you know, I understand finances. I understand we're cutting somewhere to add to here and stuff, but I like this program, so I want to fund it. But
Yeah, I don't want to draw this out too much, but you can find the operating budget in the IJA folder if that's something you want to look at.
Great.
The other thing, too, Nathan, just so you know.
Before, but.
The other thing, too, is that I don't believe I included in the operating budget was the festival profit at all, because we've kind of been keeping that separate, but that is still part of the overall income into the bank.
Okay.
Not like we have a separate budget that then has that profit goes straight towards the next year's festival.
Okay.
Anything like that. So
well, this would be, I can lower things like the bookkeeper. I could also potentially lower other professional services, because I'm off the top of my head, I don't know of any substantial ones that we did. I know a few minor ones, but I don't think they totaled the amount here. I could potentially lower festival video editing, few other areas, so it might be feasible, but it is quite. I just want the board to be aware of that.
Okay.
So it's 500 would be possible, and I can go as low as 400, depending on what you guys want to do. I know we want to grow.
I almost feel that 400 would be too much of a deduction, since we already did the Mexican one last year for 500. I'm not sure I'd want to go quite that low. I don't want to compromise things.
And I don't think we spent the full 500 either. I'll say that I don't have direct records of exact expenses, which is something I do plan to do this year, just so you guys know, so that then we can really see how much is actually spent, and then so I can submit post financial reports after each one.
Okay.
To know better.
All right.
Too.
So let's wrap this up.
Okay.
I could try to work with this budget with this in mind, being that the board is fully aware that I will likely need to make a few cuts here and there if you want to approve this, but it could potentially be doable. Or if someone wants to amend this for a slightly amount, that could also be done. Or, yeah, so any of those.
Okay. Since I made the motion, I'm totally down to amend it for $500. If that's that's definitely a more comfortable amount.
Yeah.
I think.
Sounds good.
And it sounds like more reasonable. Like, it's not crazy for us to do that. Like, we're not going to bankrupt the organization or anything. And it's a very good promotion for us. It's a really good idea.
I like it. I would rather continue this. Yeah, it's a good, it's good. I'm excited about this world.
Okay.
So we vote to amend, or we just do it?
Yeah.
We just went over this, but I think we now change it to
vote for this motion, which is now at 500,
amended from the previous 750. Great.
And then somebody has to second the amendment. Whoever's
I'll second
it.
Again. Louis, I'll second that amendment.
Louis seconds the amendment.
All right.
Okay.
Are we ready to vote?
Yes, we'll vote. Motion to approve the IRC South America proposal with a maximum budget of $500 towards the event with the stipulation that the venue must be secured no less than 3 months in advance. Do we have anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes.
Yay,
cool. Moving on to the next motion. Along those same lines, the motion to approve the IRC Central America proposal with a maximum budget of $750 to the event. Would someone like to make
that to $500 right now before a motion's made?
Okay.
Nice.
Motion is made to $500.
All right. This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Okay. Kyle has made the motion. We have a second.
This is Warren. I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Warren. Do we have a discussion? You're kidding me. First motion all night without any lengthy discussion?
Yeah. Well, I think that's
basically
the
same idea.
Exactly.
I can't tell if we have nothing
Give
to
it.
Do. No, I think we've gone over a lot of this in the previous one, so I think we have a very good idea of how things are going. So I'm that being the case, we move to a vote unless anyone would like to mention any points. Okay, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes.
Woo.
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Good job, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
And we can hopefully
Thank
get
you.
This.
Yeah.
That's a good All right. Moving on to Varia. I'm not going to do any major discussion on this. I just wanted to kind of plant the seed here to kind of think about ideas we can potentially do in 2015 to make IJA membership more appealing. I had a lengthy discussion with Todd Strong, and he gave me a lot of ideas. And I passed those along, again, not necessarily as an endorsement, but mainly just to kind of create some food for thought. So I kind of want to get that in people's minds to kind of brainstorm about different things we can offer to make becoming an IJA member more alluring. And that's something we can discuss at a later meeting. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add? Woo! All right. Moving on to item number 8. January's meeting. Did somebody say something?
No, sorry. Never mind.
Oh, it's all good. Okay, let's set January's vision planning meeting. I see the first Tuesday of the month is the 6th. We want to do it on the same system we've been doing. We can either do the 6th or possibly the 13th. Is there a preference there?
This is Warren. I would prefer the 6th. That way we can have the board meeting a little bit earlier in the month, which I think is going to work better for me. I'm also not in front of my calendar, so this could all be wrong. So, but I'm willing
the
to...
The 6th and then the 20th.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Yeah.
Kyle, that sounds good to me.
There's
okay,
there's actually a pretty strong chance I won't be able to make the next board meeting, but I will make sure to put forth any reports, anything like that. So. Yeah,
sounds good.
Let everyone know that now.
Are we okay with the 6th for the planning meeting and the 20th for the business meeting? Is that adequate for everyone?
Yep.
Other than Warren?
Yeah. Sorry.
No worries, Warren. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Next, we would like to move to adjournment. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Warren. I'll make the motion.
Warren gets the last word of the year. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited. Everybody.
You get like the Highlander lightning hitting you right now. Hold up your sword.
Yes.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yes. Moving on to a more serious note for discussion, I would just like to say one thing. I would like to say that I think the IJA is going in a very positive direction, and I know it can be a very stressful position at times and oftentimes seem very non-gratifying in terms of feedback, but I think that we're doing a lot of positive things. I think you all are putting in a lot of very good input and doing a lot of great things. I'm really excited for the direction of the IJA in 2015, so thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Nathan.
You guys
Thanks,
are good.
Good job, everybody.
All right. Does anyone, moving on to a vote, does anyone oppose adjourning? Laughing matter at this point, I know. Motion passes. We adjourn. Thanks again, everyone. Sorry it was so long, but I look forward to seeing you next year. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye, guys. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.